Right now, we're going to see if we can, let's head to Nebraska. And Eldon's on the line. Eldon, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, our pleasure. Tell us about the windows and what's going on there. See if we can help you out.
Okay. They're crank out windows. Well, we built the house 40 years ago, so this fall. So that tells you a little age. Mm-hmm. But the strip around the edge, I would call it a glazing strip, is, you know, it's gotten hardened and and it's flaking off and doesn't seal very well. And they say that the company I bought them from, they no longer make that glazing strip around there. What are my options?
Okay. Is it like plastic or vinyl?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's a plastic vinyl.
And is it split? I mean, do you see any kind of splits in it or anything, or is it just kind of...
Some of it has gotten hard and it's still there. Some of it has fallen out.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you, the first thing I would think of is being able to glue that back in place by using a, I don't know, I would use like a two-part epoxy just because I always use that, but,
That's why he can't get his socks off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, if you're able to do that, certainly you would need to use probably something like painter's tape in order to hold it. Now, sometimes that the sun has curled that in such a way that it might, take something more than just, tape to hold it down, but if that's the only thing, more of a cosmetic type of issue on it, I think that would work very well. Joe, do you think maybe construction adhesive might be a better way to go?
Yeah, I'm not sure without seeing it, but Eldon, my first thought, first of all, these are casement windows, and the good thing about those is I'm assuming they crank open and close pretty well, and you can lock them pretty securely.
Yes.
Well, that's good, because you could, if you do try to glue this back, as long as you're really careful putting on the glue or the adhesive, you can crank these closed and lock them, and that pressure will help adhere it. You have to obviously make sure you don't use too much glue, or you glue your window shut.
Yeah, glue bush.
What I would suggest is, these... Since they're 40 years old, you're probably not going to get that weather stripping. But what I'd do is I would cut off a small piece of it, bring it to a home center, hardware store. They have hundreds, maybe not hundreds, but they have dozens of different peel and stick weather strippings, foams, and tubular ones, which are vinyl. And I would just find something that's close. The good thing about this is it doesn't have to be exact like a lot of windows, because all it's going to do is just squish it flat.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and long as you can lock the window, that's all you need. So I would go to and see if you can find something that's roughly the same size and shape. And just buy enough to do one window and try it and see if it works.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I went online and they got so much. There's a variety, you know, that you go, which roll do I buy?
Yeah. No, I think you have to see it in person. I mean, I'm all for buying stuff online, but I think you've got to take a strip of the old one, bring it into the store and hold it up and see if you can find something that's close. And like I said, if it's a little bigger, that's okay, because it'll compress as you close and lock that window.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Good, good. Hope we can seal out some of that cold air. I would imagine that it's a little chilly up there right now.
Well, this morning it's only 11, so I'm doing good.
Oh, a heat wave.
Oh, open up the window. You don't even need weather stripping.
Yeah, open up the window. There you go. Hey, well, thanks so much for being on the show. And if we can help you in the future, let us know. You got our number.
Thank you.
Okay, our pleasure.